Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Things are back to normal across most of North Texas following yesterday's cold rain and snow in some locations, but in the Houston area, the cleanup is just getting started after tornadoes caused widespread damage. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the latest.
In Pasadena, people are waking up to see the full magnitude of the damage caused by a tornado that swept through yesterday.
It was scary, but it's not our first rodeo. I mean, this neighborhood went through Harvey.
Several tornadoes actually touched down southeast of Houston. Residents say this is probably some of the worst damage they've seen in years. We're talking collapsed buildings, blocked roads, downed power lines, and of course debris just everywhere covering the area. Remarkably, only one person has been reported injured so far, but at least two dogs were injured when an animal shelter got hit. Cleanup is going to be a lot of work. Even with extra help, it's going to be a long road to recovery. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And help is on the way as tornado recovery efforts begin. The North Texas-based mission Texas Baptist Men already has teams on the ground south from San Antonio all the way down to the southeast corner of Texas.
We actually have a chainsaw team that is working this morning down in southeast Texas. They're clearing limbs that have fallen. They're clearing the trees that have fallen, literally creating a path for folks to recover after these storms.
John Hall with Texas Baptist Men says the damage is very bad in some places, not so bad in others. The main goal right now is to figure out what kind of relief is needed and where. He says cleanup is going to take a long time, so crews are expected to be deployed for a while. Congressional Republicans from Texas, every one of them, have signed a letter demanding the Biden administration reimburse the state for what it's spending to protect the border. Here's KRLD's Alan Skaya.
All 25 Republicans in the Texas congressional delegation signed the letter addressed to the president. They say Texas has been forced to take unprecedented steps to deal with what they describe as the humanitarian crisis at the border. Reading from the letter, they say the people they represent have been at the forefront of a crisis brought on by the administration's failed policies. Writing ranchers in West Texas routinely find dead bodies and their land destroyed. They say 98 known or suspected terrorists were caught trying to cross the border last year. They say they want the federal government to pay the state's cost for its enforcement at the border, and they want to meet with the president to talk about solutions. Earlier this month, the Biden administration announced it would scale up anti-smuggling operations and expand support for cities along the border and nonprofits. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A man and a woman are behind bars in Wise County this morning, busted for hauling drugs. And as KRLD's Kurt Lewis reports, cops were tipped off because the couple couldn't get their story straight.
Wise County Sheriff Lane Aiken says one of his deputies pulled over a pickup hauling the trailer on Highway 287 between Alvord and Decatur. A man was driving and a woman was his passenger. Deputies separated them and got two completely different stories. The driver said the woman is his grandmother and they were on their way to a funeral in southeast Texas. But the woman said he was her son and they were on their way to Tennessee. She also said the trailer was full of furniture, but when Benny the police dog arrived, they opened the trailer and there was not a stick of furniture inside. However, the dog found more than 30 sealed moving boxes where more than a half ton of drugs were hidden. Turned out to be 800 pounds of marijuana, more than 240 pounds of candy bars infused with a hallucinogenic. Both the driver and his mom or grandma or whatever were hauled to jail. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
On the heels of a fatal shooting that left one 17-year-old dead and other teens wounded, a new partnership is being formed in Fort Worth aimed at ending youth gun violence. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has more.
It's called the One Second Collaborative, and it's a partnership between the city of Fort Worth and the United Way. Assistant Police Chief Robert Aldridge told the city council that combating youth gun violence is one of the department's top priorities.
We don't want to see anybody injured. We don't want to see anybody hurt. We know that the police cannot arrest their way out of these problems, and we need other programs and initiatives to help us out with that.
The collaborative will feature a steering committee, which will consist of two representatives each from the city City of Fort Worth, the Fort Worth Police Department, Tarrant County, the United Way, and local school districts, as well as community members. The city and the United Way are aiming for the committee to be up and running this summer. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.